Hello and welcome to the 7-Minute Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast, where we believe that even small kingdom leadership truths can make a substantial difference in our lives and leadership. For the notes, please go to outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseed for the free downloads.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. And we are going through a series right now called Leading People into Financial Freedom, which is such a critical issue. So many people face so many financial battles. And as leaders, we get to set an example, we get to teach, we get to inspire and hopefully lead them into breakthrough. So 10 lessons we're looking at, and we are on part number 7, which it's going to be a two-parter this week and next episode. And I've just called it Good Stewardship. We've looked at sowing, we've looked at generosity, we've looked at Jesus as Lord of our finance. But now, just very practically, what does it mean to be a good steward of our finances? So this week, I want to highlight, I suppose, the fact that God is interested in the day-to-day, how do we actually administer our money? Some people come from a background where the thinking is money is such a private thing. This is me. No. Actually, God is watching. In fact, there's a funny example in the Bible in Mark chapter 12, verse 41. It simply says, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Isn't that interesting? Jesus just sitting down, let me just observe. Let me just watch how people give. And the big idea for me is that Jesus watches over what we do with our money, not just giving at church. No. I think in the everyday way we deal with our money. So we're going to go for one of those classic, beautiful parables that Jesus spoke. It's quite a long, but I want to read it. It's about when Jesus gives different amounts of gold to different servants and how they steward it. And then I want to draw out one big idea that I want us to focus on today. So let me read Matthew 25 from verse number 14. Again, it'll be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey, and the man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. That's what we're talking about in terms of stewardship, putting your money to work in a way that brings glory to God and growth and fruitfulness. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more, but the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. And that's important. That word account, that's where we get the word accountable. And very interesting, it highlighted the fact that what have you done with the master's money? Realizing straight up front, good stewards understand that we don't actually own anything. We are stewarding what God has given to us. And our money, all of it belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. So in our attitude, do we see the very finance that we have? Is it my money or is it God's money that he's entrusted to me? And underlying the fact that the master returned and the servant had to give an account. In other words, we're going to give an account to the Lord for how we handle his money. And verse number 20, the man who'd received 5 bags of gold brought the other five. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Isn't that a great encouragement? And that's why stewardship is so important. You've been faithful with a few. I will give you many. And we always think it's our own cause and effect. What I do is going to result in that. No. God is saying, if you're faithful with what I give you, I will give you a whole lot more. Come and share your master's happiness. There's a joy that's linked to good stewardship as well. Jumping to verse 24, the one with the 2 bags of gold, excuse me, came and did the same. He'd earned 2 more, but then the lazy servant. Verse 24, the man who'd received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew you were a hard man, harvesting where you've not sown and gathering where you've not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed? Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. That's interesting as well. In other words, the fruit of bad stewardship is actually we forfeit. God says, I will take from you. what you've not been faithful with. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So it's interesting that Jesus deals with this bad stewardship in his life. And I mean, the bad steward, he was blaming the master. Oh, you're a hard master and all of these things. But very interesting, Jesus, as the master in the story, puts his finger straight into the real heart issue that's going on, the real heart issue behind bad stewardship. And he says in chapter 25, verse 26, the master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant." Isn't that interesting? First thing he says, actually, no, this is wickedness. This is not just laziness that we're going to look at next week. Actually, there's an aspect of wickedness that's happening. And so the big idea that I want us to grab hold of today in terms of good stewardship is that bad stewardship is rooted in wickedness, and the opposite of wickedness is righteousness. I want to talk about the importance of righteousness in the daily handling of our finance. And the idea, the picture I have in my mind is simply having holes in your bucket. You can cry out to God, "God, come and fill my bucket, I'm being generous," and all of these things. But the reality is, if there are holes in your bucket, then no matter how fast you fill it, it's going to empty at the same rate. Unrighteousness put holes in our bucket. And interesting what he said to the good servant. He said, "Well done, good and faithful." There's a goodness or a wickedness that's actually at the root of stewardship. It's not just about budget spreadsheets and all. No, there's a heart issue behind stewardship. And that we've got to get right. To be a good steward of our finances is an aspect of goodness that comes from God versus an unrighteousness or wickedness based on the sin nature. Remember the famous verse in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." That's a conditional promise. In other words, God wants to give you all things, but are you seeking first his kingdom and righteousness? That's priority. What are you putting first? So what is financial righteousness? Speaks about integrity. It speaks about transparency. It speaks about justice, fairness, speaks about generosity. On the other side, what is unrighteousness? Stealing in whatever form that could be, not paying taxes, underpaying workers, bribing, underhanded deals, all of those things, the Holy Spirit will let you know. And even as I'm speaking now, there might be areas in your finance where you know this is just not righteousness. Fix the holes in your bucket. And so really all I want to do is very quickly, I had a man come to me, literally, he came to me telling me he wanted to plant a church. And I'm like, wow, why? And he said, "Actually, I've got to get out of town. I've got too many people hunting me down for money." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Turns out he had a gambling problem. He'd run up debts with a whole bunch of people. And instead of facing it, he was changing his phone number every couple of days. And now he wanted to skip town. I'm like, no. What you need is radical repentance. He's like, "What do you mean?" And literally, we sat there. I got him to list all the people he owed money, how much money. And I said, "Now phone them." Do you know the amazing thing? As he confronted each one of the people he owed money, he phoned them, apologized to them to make a plan to pay him back. You know, I think 3/4 of those people actually wrote off the debt straight away. They were so amazed that he actually faced them that they just released him from their debts. What's the point? Repentance is the power of the gospel. It takes faith. And I want to challenge you now. This is a big, big issue. When it comes to our finances, generosity is important, tithing is important, all of those things. But what about righteousness? Are you actually living according to the word of God in terms of your financial dealings? If not, I challenge you to repent. So let me leave you with some questions. Number one, in what way do you think the bad servant in this parable was wicked? What was actually going on in his heart? Number two, what are some common forms of unrighteousness in finances that you have encountered? Maybe in your life, in other people's lives, in the environment you live. And I get it, for you businessmen, how tough it is to be righteous in your business dealings in a system that has become so corrupt. And then if you choose 3 forms of financial unrighteousness that you mentioned, what would radical repentance look like in each of those cases? Why don't you talk about what does practical, radical repentance look like? I want to encourage you, as you've been listening to this, God wants to see financial breakthrough, but we've got to fix the holes in our bucket. Let's not let wickedness set the agenda in our financial affairs. Next week, we're going to be looking at laziness. Are you a hard worker, lazy? What does that actually look like? Until then, God bless and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Remember, if you'd like the notes that come along with this episode or any one of our past episodes, you can visit outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership, where you can see all our past episodes, all the resources and notes that go along with this. Until next time, keep growing.